I am Jamisha Millard, and on today's news story, I'm speaking with Andre Canoe, CEO and co-founder of the Toronto-based tech company, Mobile Intelligence. We spoke about the launch of their new app called Black Ottawa, Directory for Black-Owned Businesses, an initiative made to raise awareness on businesses that have recently reopened.
So can you tell me a bit about the mobile app Black Ottawa? What is it, and what motivated you to create the app?
The app is called Black Ottawa Business Directory. Basically, what it is, it's a mobile app that allows users in Ottawa-Gatineau area to find local Black-owned businesses. So basically, if you're looking for your barber, if you're looking for your hairdresser, if you're looking for a grocery store, we want to be the one central place where you could go online and you can search and you can find Black-owned businesses. The reason how this came about, we started in Toronto. We are a Toronto-based company. We have an app for Toronto, the same concept. And our goal was to start in Toronto and slowly move to every major city in Canada that has a vibrant Black population, African-Caribbean or Black Canadian population. So by default, Ottawa, Gatineau, Montreal, that's the next our next stop. So we decided that, you know, there's nothing out there that's like this, like a one-stop shop, one-stop directory for Black-owned businesses. So we thought about it, and we decided to go and develop the app.
How long did it take to create, and when did it launch officially?
So the first concept, the one we have for Toronto, we launched the app in February of 2020, February this year. It took us about 3 months to come up with that concept and to get it completely launched. We went through that particular one to get all the bugs, and the rollout for Ottawa launched the 1st of November. So we're talking about a month now for Ottawa.
In an article on your website about the app, yeah, it suggested that the main goal of it is to alleviate some of the damage that the COVID-19 pandemic has caused within and towards minority communities. Can you tell me about that damage and the difficulties that those communities have faced?
Well, it's no secret that minority-owned businesses face the most challenges when it comes to the pandemic, from financial resources to stay afloat or to procure PPE equipment. So basically, these businesses, with the lockdown policies by the government, they're hurting big time. And some of them that have been able to open back up, businesses, users out there are not aware that they're open. So one of the things that we want to do, or we want to showcase on the app, is to let the users know, let the consumers know that this business, your favorite business, is back on. Even though probably a few things might have changed with the way they do business, but we want to let people know that your favorite business is still back. Create more awareness for these businesses, and you know, because if we don't do that, if we don't support them, or we don't make people aware, nobody would. So we feel it's part of our responsibility to showcase them and let people know that they're back in business. You know, that's the least we could do.
To date, how many businesses are listed on the app, and what has the response to the app been like?
The response has been great. We're just going through our pretty much first full month of being in operation, and the response that we've gotten from the local community has been amazing, has been tremendous. So far, from now, we're looking at, we probably have about, if I'm not mistaken, about over 50 businesses listed on the app so far within the month, and this is going to grow exponentially as we go through the holidays, and hopefully post-COVID, we get into 2021. The database is going to be extremely, extremely larger than it is right now, but the response from the community has been awesome, and we are pretty excited about it.
So what does the future hold for the app? Do you have any plans for next year, 2021?
Oh, definitely. as the whole world, you know, as we try to get back to normal, hopefully, as the vaccines and, you know, the breakthrough with the medical advances, and we all can get back to the way life would be for all of us, we have great plans for the app. We have a lot of great features, great tools that are available right now, but as 2021 rolls out, we will definitely will be launching more features where it will be an amazing tool for the community, an amazing tool for businesses, for nonprofits. We want to be the number one stop for anything Black in Toronto, in Ottawa, in Canada. If you're looking for resources, if you're looking for employment opportunities, looking for businesses, events. So those are the things we have planned for 2021, and we're pretty excited about it.
How can people access the app if they're interested, finally?
Well, the app right now is free. It's free for both the user and also for the businesses. It's available in the Google Play Store and Apple Store. We are listed there, so anybody with a mobile device, either an Android device or an Apple device, you can download the app for free, and you can start browsing. And if you own a business, you can as well do the same. You download the app, you fill in all your business information, all the content, any graphics you have, and within 48 hours, we have your business published on the app. We are pretty excited about the opportunity, you know, to do something for the community. We're excited about it, and we'll look forward to working with businesses. We'll look forward to working with users, getting feedback from users, how we can improve, make the app better. So we're pretty excited, and we want everybody to come on board with us, and let's get on this journey together.
On today's news story, I spoke with Andre Canoe, the CEO and co-founder of the Toronto-based tech company Mobile Intelligence. You can download Black Ottawa, directory for Black-owned businesses, on the Apple or Google Play Store. I am Jamisha Millard, and thank you for tuning in to today's news story.